Hello, everyone. Come on in. I am Coach Lisa. I see everybody coming in. So I am Coach Lisa, and tonight you are here with me for the body image and sex call. If you're not ready for that, let me know because that's what you're here for. I hope to see people raising their hands. I hope to see people being brave, taking part, and putting yourself out there because I will tell you, I can't hear it enough from people. So many of the Nobius women write to me and tell me, thank you so much for all the women who do raise their hands. It means an awful lot to everybody when you do that. There is the chat. Make sure your chat. Right above where you write in the chat, it'll say everyone, or it will say hosts, host and panelist. If it says host and panelist, you're only messaging me and or whoever ends up being up here with me. So everybody else will not be able to see it. I am not going to be able to fully monitor the chat because I'm going to be talking to you. I'm going to be coaching. If you have a specific question you want me to answer, near the bottom, you'll see a Q&A button. When you click on that, you can type in a question. You can type it in anonymously. You can type it in with your name. I'm open to all of that because I want to answer your questions as best as I can. I am not a medical doctor, but I've read a lot. I'm into this subject and I guess I've had a lot of experience, and I'm just really open to talking about sex and talking about our body image and talking about whatever it is that helps women feel comfortable and enjoy their life and enjoy sex. So, if anyone does want coaching tonight, please raise your hand. Like I said, we will get to that. I did promise people that I would share a little bit about my upcoming vacation. Alicia, I do see you have your hand raised, just so you know. So I am leaving on for vacation on Saturday. I am going to Mexico to a resort that we like to visit in Cancun called Temptation. This is not an advertisement for the resort. I'm sure there's lots of resorts like it. I'm sure there's lots of different places similar. This is the place that we go. We've gone there probably a dozen times or more. We've met a lot of great friends there. There are a lot of swingers that do go to this resort. So people that engage in sex with other couples or variations thereof. I am not personally. But what I find is that the people that go there are just there to have fun. They're just there to relax. To not judge people, to not, the theme of the resort is nobody knows you, nobody gives a shit. And that's really what I like about it. They also do a lot of fun things. So there's a lot of fun games throughout the day that can get quite rowdy. They do have a quiet pool, so we enjoy going over there sometimes too. But like there's theme nights. So that's one of the things I had to do to get ready for this vacation. I had to plan which theme nights was I going to participate in and which one I ones I wasn't. So, I'm going to tell you what they are so you can all decide if you would have participated or not. Racy Rodeo, definitely doing that one. Galactic, probably not. Although my husband does actually have a cool shirt for Galactic, like something sparkly, but I don't think I ended up getting anything. So, Burning Land, again, I'm not so sure about that one. Circus, now remember, it's supposed to be sexy circus. So, Provocative. Which used to be called Lingerie Night. So that's basically how I'm taking it. Studio 69. So, 70s, 80s, something like that vibe. And then Neon Night. Neon's my favorite. And Provocative is fun too. I'm looking forward to the rodeo one. It's the first time we've ever had that one. So I'm excited about it. But as you can imagine, along with the idea of, okay, what am I going to wear? I really did think all that through. How am I going to feel? Am I really going to be comfortable? So I planned all my outfits. I've tried everything on. That's something I highly recommend. Try everything on. Make sure that you're actually comfortable in what you're going to wear. Can't tell you years ago how many times I would go there with all these outfits in mind, and then I would chicken out and wouldn't wear them. So it was kind of a waste buying them and then getting there and not being willing to wear them. Now I really make sure I buy things I'm comfortable in and that I know I'm going to wear. And if I'm not, then I don't bring it. And I think it should be that way on any vacation, whether it's a sexy place or it's not a sexy, it's all about you and comfort and enjoying yourself. I mean, heck, that could be true for any day of the week, right? So it's definitely something to think about. Am I going to be comfortable, especially as the holidays come up, wearing things over the holidays? Like, let's not buy things and then feel really uncomfortable when we go out, because then we tend to lean to like eating or drinking to mask how we feel. So we want to pay attention to that too. And that's really something that I think through, especially on a vacation like this. I also think through things like getting my hair done. I don't ever get my hair done like the week before. I get it done about a week out, so that I know it's good. If there's something I want to change, I have a whole week to fix it or to do something. It can be the same way with everything. It's like trying to not leave things to the last minute and then be uncomfortable about something because I'm thinking I should have been better or I should have planned more. And I again think that's a really good lesson for anything coming up. So I want you to think about that too, about how that can apply in your life. And then I do what we recommend in No BS too, is I always write a vacation protocol. I think through, and that includes the food I'm going to eat and the drinks I'm going to have. So I think all of that stuff through ahead of time because I kind of want to be clear in my own mind. These are the things that are a yes, and these are the things that are a no. And like for me, my alcohol plan is I don't do crazy shots. I may have one or two throughout the week, but there's constantly these fruity things and all that going around. I'm just not into it. To me, I don't enjoy them. I don't need to get that drunk. So that's one of the things that I consider on that end of things. I also don't do a lot of like sweet, slushy kind of things. They're just not for me. If I'm going to be drinking throughout the day or something, I'm not going to drink something that's that heavy. And then desserts. I don't know about you, but I just tend to find that they're not as great. So I only eat things if I think they're really going to be worth it. So that's how I work at my vacation protocol. What am I going to have? What am I not going to have? Making a lot of decisions ahead of time so that I don't have to worry about it in the moment. So I hope that helps. If anybody has any questions about that, let me know. And somebody asked why I have she, her next to my name. That's just the pronouns that I use. I use she, her, and we respect that not every woman does. So I like to let it be known. So that's why. All right. If anybody has any more questions, you can put them in the Q&A. And I'm gonna for now bring Alicia up. And again, if there's anything I didn't answer, you were wondering about this vacation, let me know. So Alicia is coming up. And if anybody else wants to get coaching on this call, please raise your hand because if I don't have any other hands, then it'll be a shorter night, but we'll see. Hello.
Oh, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Wonderful.
All right. So, do you want to let us know where we're at?
Okay. So I wrote in to support, just talking about how I've had surgery to remove half my thyroid last year and then remove my uterus this year, for different medical purposes. And it just jacked with my hormones big time. I, at the same time, last year when I had half my thyroid removed, I was having like an overactive thyroid. So everything in my body was going bananas in one direction. And then I had half of it removed because I had a mass. And then everything went low and went bananas in the other direction. I was allergic to all of the medications that they gave me, kind of the mainstream stuff. I was encouraged to just continue taking the medications anyway and desensitize my body. So that was really, really difficult. I did it for a year to get to my hysterectomy earlier this year in June, just like to get my numbers where they needed to be so I could get approved or cleared or whatever for safety purposes. So I got that hysterectomy in June, and promptly stopped taking my birth control, thinking like, woohoo, like I'm free from this, right? And that first 4 weeks while I was healing, I was like, whoa, like my libido went through the roof. I was like, yes, like I've really made the right decision. This is amazing. I'd, found a medication shortly thereafter while I was healing, that I was not allergic to for my thyroid. So that was also like things were going good and I was really excited. Then, the first time my husband and I had sex after I was released medically, it was just like so unexpectedly awful. It was painful. I was not able to reach orgasm. I just like overall, it just felt awkward. It just felt so weird and awkward. And I was so disappointed because so many women have talked about, how having a hysterectomy is amazing. It's wonderful. They're so free from all this pain and all these things. And that was not my experience. And I had all these expectations, right? Because I was like, woo, okay, I'm free from the, birth control of 30 something years and so on and so forth. So anyway, I was experiencing that for a couple of months and just like we kept trying intermittently and just what I felt like failing, not succeeding on my side of things. And just decided to write into support because I was like, okay, I'm eating over this. I'm having like body image issues over this, just sort of like, am I good enough? Am I not? Like my body is broken. Like that's a big thing that just keeps going on in my mind is crap, I'm broken. Like my husband and I had this like really great intimacy kind of setup. Like we've n never had a problem. And it's the first relationship I've experienced that with him. So I'm in panic mode. I'm in full panic mode. I write into support. You tell me like, okay, let's coach about it. Like try this experiment, try having no focus, or I can't remember how you said it. It was like, try removing the focus, from you reaching climax and see what happens for a couple of weeks. So we did that, and I love my husband. I just have to say he's so willing to try things and just, he's like, hey, what, like I'm in, like whatever you need, I'm willing to try. So I was like, okay, thank God I don't have that barrier. He's like, listen, let me see it on my head, whatever, like I'm in. So what I discovered during the last couple of weeks was kind of interesting. One, I realized like I'm putting so much pressure on this thing. So I'm 44, my husband's 47, and we met 10 years ago. And I was just starting to realize like things are so different since I've been going through all of this sort of like roller coaster of hormones and symptoms and physical things. I was like really blaming myself a whole bunch and just thinking like I'm the barrier, I'm the blocker. And in fact, what I think I realized is, we're both just two mid-40s human beings working and tired and like living life. And it's not quite as like I was thinking like, poof, all of this is going to be gone. And then we're going to be like having sex every day. And it's going to be magnificent every single time. And it's going to be like when we first met. And like, I don't know why I was thinking like that. And so that was one big reveal for me is that I'm putting all this pressure and thinking it should be like this like super perfect thing, and then it's not necessarily panning out to be like my husband needs it every single day, and I'm just like unable to fulfill this thing. That was a big thing. I was right. The other thing I found out was like we did actually have to try several different newer things, like maybe like we got into a routine and we figured out what worked. And so this kind of gave us a challenge to get out of our routine, and that helped my brain be a little bit more like surprised, like what's coming next and what, because I didn't even realize that we had gotten we knew what worked, like down to we could, kick the dog out, the kids were doing something, like our kids are 17 and above, so it's not a huge deal, but we could like, get it done and get back to business and be doing regular life. And I think, that wasn't serving us anymore to be able to kind of like get in and get out and be done. And like, so there was just so much focus on like get right to the target, get right to the finish line, like do all the things, like we know, like steps 1 through 5 equal, ABCD. And
I don't
so
know if you
that's
ever heard Corinne at a speaking, I think it was at a camp actually, where she talked about the guaranteed winner was that was the vibrator that she shared on stage, but that's what she and Chris call it, the guaranteed winner, because it's exactly what you say. Well, we know that's the wand that'll get us over the finish line if we need it something. And it's like, you're right though, life changes.
So then, so over the past 2 weeks, one, we didn't have a sex as much as I thought, like having this experiment. Two, we tried new things and nothing like, hey, we put peanut butter over the whole bedroom or anything crazy. It was just like sort of like a different order of operations, sort of different. I initiated more because I realized in talking to my husband that he was scared to break me, so to speak. Like he was being delicate and giving me my space. And because initially he didn't understand sort of what was going on with my body, I didn't understand. So I couldn't really explain it to him. I was like, I don't know. It's just horrible. Like I can't even explain it. It took me forever. So I have kind of scared him off and like put up this invisible barrier. And so that was enlightening. And then just like last night, finally, we had this kind of unexpected moment where we really changed things up. And I focused completely on all pleasing him and just doing all the things that he liked. And it ended up that I was able to have an orgasm. And I was like super surprised by it. And he was like, it was both of us were like, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Finally, I was like, yeah. And he's like, we made it, we did it. And it was like, it felt like so connecting, like such a joint thing. And it was so like silly and childlike and fun. And like all the things that I had hoped for initially and put all the pressure on, like, make it like how we met, but it was nothing like how we met, right? It just felt like the first time because it was so exciting. We were both kind of in the experimental, open mindset and energy and stuff like that. And it's simple as like he said, oh, I really noticed. I said, like, wow, that was amazing. He's like, I did something different. And I was like, okay, what? And he said, okay, after action review, like I used to like notice that you wanted a lot of stimulation on your cervix, like all the way in. And that was the way that you got to where you wanted to be. And now you're saying that that hurts you, or you're not comfortable, or it's just like, like you're not into it. And he said, this time I just noticed, like I did longer strokes and that was what got you there. And I was like, oh, that's so crazy. I don't even notice that while, like on the, re like I just didn't even, I just know it felt good. Like that was it. So, that's kind of like how it turned out. And I will say it's still not, the experience still wasn't like it was before surgery or whatever. And I'm thinking, I've had like one other instance since June where I was like, oh my God, there it was. Like it just, and it was like an accident. It was like an accident. And all of a sudden I was like, yes. And then every time I tried after that, the normal routine, I was just so disappointed. I was like, what is happening? Like it feels good, but like I'm not even getting there. And kind of the other factor to fill in here is that I got my labs done in the meantime, and found out that my estrogen was high and my thyroid is low. And so when the hormones are off, I'm just noticing, so that was like 2, 2.5 weeks ago or so. And as I've been taking a higher dose of thyroid medication, it's improved as my, I'm making this assumption that I've increase my dose. And so then my thyroid is balancing, which then inversely affects my estrogen. So like things are getting back on track. And so there are some things I can control and some things I can't control and some things I can just sort of like manage, like the thyroid medication. So I'm seeing like there's different levels of, things that I can affect and then different, maybe like progression that will happen as I heal more, because it's only been a few months that I've been taking a medication for my thyroid that I'm not allergic to. And my doctor told me, it could take up to 2 years to find your stabilized hormonal space. I just learned that like the thyroid, it is just absolutely all over the body. Like it's this tiny little butterfly thing that affects
Yeah.
everything, mood, energy, like how your body temperature and how your body metabolizes and how fast you digest food and how cold and hot you are, how thin your skin is, how dry your eyelids are, like all these kind of crazy things. So that's kind of a summarized version there with details of what's been going on in the last couple of weeks.
Well, how do you feel about the experiment overall? You're glad you did it?
Yeah, like I'm totally glad. I was like, okay, Lisa, whatever, this isn't gonna work. That's cute of you, but we'll be talking in a few weeks. And actually, I didn't expect my husband to be so receptive because I don't know why, because I'm finding that I was just like real insecure about my health situation and kind of doing a lot of self-judgment and blaming and things that like if I had cancer, I wouldn't blame myself for getting cancer. Like that's crazy now that I look back, but also I don't think I realized I was doing that and putting that much pressure on it until I did this experiment and I was like, okay, now that's not the goal. The goal is just to like be in the moment.
Yes. And the thing is, you said something about like trying to get back to doing things the way you did them before, that kind of thing, because that's what worked. And it was good. The thing is about when we learn new ways and start opening up to what if it could be even better? Like that's really something. And that communication, there was some, I think, comments in the chat about how great that is that you have that communication. That's the thing that I talk to people about a lot, is we make so many assumptions about what they're thinking, and it's not usually that. It's like you said, your husband was afraid of breaking you and was a, because he was kind of mimicking what you were afraid of. You were afraid you were broken. Well, then he was treating you like that. And it's like, okay, hold on. And I was talking to somebody about it actually earlier today, saying it's the key is to let your partner know what's going on and then to ask them to trust you that you will speak up. I think a lot of women experience that when they've got dryness or any kind of pain. The minute you tell your spouse or your partner, whatever, that you're in pain, they're, yeah, going to be afraid to touch you because they don't want to hurt you.
Yeah, that happened on the front end when my thyroid was overactive. I was experiencing like really thin skin and dry skin, and like I was having a hard time go, like this is a lot of details for everybody, but hopefully that's what we're here for. I was having a hard time even using toilet paper going to the bathroom because it's just how delicate my skin was. The gynecologist was just like at a loss. I'm like in the office bawling my face off, like, I am miserable. This life quality sucks. Help me, please. And their recommendation was like, there's a spray version of Aquaphor. You could just spray that on. I'm like, every time I go to the bath, that was my life for like 6 or 8 months while I waited for a surgery date, because it takes a while to get into the endocrinologist and then to get approved for surgery and then to get a surgery date and all these different things. But yeah, that I was experiencing that and I didn't know what was happening initially. So we've been going through this process for 2 years, 2.5 years now. And it's been a long journey of trying to figure out what was going on to make me feel that way. And, like prior to all of that, I didn't know I had uterine fibroids. And so I was having all kinds of bleeding, just like, 3, 3.5 weeks out of the month. And I'm like, I can't live like this either. What is happening to me in my life? My thyroid was affecting my periods, but so were the fibroids. And yeah, we just like didn't need to communicate for a while because we had gotten into just like a really good groove and we had younger kids when we met, or 10, 7 to 12 year old age range. And it just kind of got to the point where we kind of took things for granted, I think, like, and we forgot to check in and we just kind of didn't need to. And then this came about and just like really shook things up. Like it really, at one point he thought I was cheating because I was having such a struggle with my body and I didn't know what was going on. I couldn't explain it. And but I didn't want him. I was like, don't touch me. Like I'm in so much pain, it's miserable. And yeah. And it, so we've worked through a lot. We've done the therapy and all the things, but hormones are horrible sometimes. Like, they're amazing, they're fantastic, we need them, they're critical, but like, it's been a roller coaster. There's, I guess, the most neutral way I can think of it.
Well, it's unpredictable, especially if we don't know. And if there's so much uncertainty about whether we're going to feel comfortable or not comfortable, or pain, or want to be touched or not want to be touched. So that's again why that communication can be so valuable. Like you said, checking in once in a while on where we're at. Are your needs being met? Are my needs being met? What can we do about it? As far as the thin skin, I know there are like couple sex therapists out there too that can help with different things like that, because there's a lot of different techniques. I was reading, there's a book that I was highly going to recommend too. That I don't know if you've ever seen it, Naked at Our Age. It's a lot about even like 60s and that kind of thing. But they were talking in this book, I was reading part of it earlier, about massage. They say there's just actual massage to stimulate the blood circulation to the area can help with that thin skin. And not like sexual massage necessarily, but like doing it daily for a couple of weeks and then doing it just a few times a week. So there's lots of different things like that that I mean, we can talk about it here, but professional people can also recommend that. So I think the biggest thing is to just.
Mentioned the sex therapist because that's one of the things my gynecologist recommended, because I wrote back into them and I was like, look, people, this is not going to work for me. Like, what is going on? I've read all these things on Google. I realize that's terrible, but is there a chance that you damage my nerve endings? Is there any chance that, like, I was, I've read all these things about orgasms could be, from clitoral stimulation, vaginal stimulation. And then the big thing that hit me was like, some women have like uterine contractions during their orgasms. And so then maybe missing parts of your body, it just changes up what your brain is kind of expecting and experiencing. So anyway, they recommended, they're like, look, no, you need a sex therapist, a hormone therapist, something. And I'm like, well, how do you even find a sex therapist? Like, what do they even do? Is this like, what's her name, Dr. Joy something or another, that used to be on TV, and in the radio, talk radio and stuff. So yeah, like, if I would love a recommendation of how to look or what the sex therapists do, because I'm like, what does that mean?
I will find out for you what.
Yes, Dr. Ruth. Yeah, sorry, so we just finish up.
Dr. Ruth. Oh yeah, Dr. Ruth. Yeah, I will find out because I'm in Canada, so it's often
Oh,
different
right.
up here. But yeah, I'll reach out and find out, and then maybe make a post on Facebook in case everybody else wants to know. But I can always email it to you. Because yeah, my understanding is finding a sex therapist that is exactly what they do. They work with you, they can work with you as a couple, and they can address the physical things going on and seeing if and like how to deal with them, whether it is a position kind of thing or whether it is a lubricant kind of thing or exactly what can be done. So I think that would be a great recommendation. The biggest thing like with you and I is the whole experimenting. I'm just so relieved that you actually did it. And because that's the thing, some people are afraid to experiment. I mean, we see it all the time in No BS when women are trying to lose weight. They're scared to experiment even with how much food they eat. So I love it that you did go all in on this when I challenged you with that, because it's something that could be so valuable for everybody's relationship to just experiment a little or experiment with yourself. Because again, as things change, you can always do that experimenting by yourself and finding different things that you like on your own and then share it with a partner. So there's that as well.
I tried that. I got a different vibrator based on one of your other videos, and I'm like, nothing is working. So it's something about the combination of the two of us
Of the you
working
getting out of your
together.
head, I think.
Would you say?
It's of you, I think it's you getting out of your head, focusing on
Yes.
him. then it's, yeah.
You know, you're right, because I was just thinking while you were saying this, now I'm kind of panicking, like, oh my God, the experiment is over and now I'm coaching with you. So now what? Like, now what? Like, is it all going to go back to crap again? Like, oh, so
No.
now I guess I just need to, like you just pointed out, stay out of my head and be a little bit more. That's what's like the beginning, I think, is just being more curious and being more willing to explore and like meet each other. You know, you don't, when you first kind of get into relationship and decide to be intimate, then you're just still figuring each other out, right? And so then maybe that's the curiosity that I come with. So I'll just like keep that same energy, I guess, and stay out of my head.
And tell, you know, again, share with your husband that maybe this experimenting could be your guys' new thing, that you might
Okay.
have tried something new. I used to, I think my husband Googled a lot. I don't know exactly, but he would come up with different things all the time. And I'm like, what the hell did you do? That, keep that and put that one in the repertoire, right?
It in
But
your toolbox, yeah.
yeah. But I'm like you, it. When you don't know what's coming, you don't have that same expectation of what it's supposed to be like. So
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
it can, I mean, I think one of the toys that I showed on was one of the clitoral stimulations that kind of suction.
Oh, yeah.
First time we ever tried that was in a hot tub, and I had no idea what it was because it was what that one was waterproof. He brought that in there. Oh my God. Like, best orgasm, and like it's in the top.
Okay. I'm glad you just said that too, because he keeps telling me like, let's go to the store and like, let's just have an ex. And I'm like, no, I saw on Coach Lisa's call, like, I'm just gonna order this thing online. Like, I'm not gonna go in this store. He's like, let's go look at all the things. Like, what if it's just a different type of lube or something? So he's like very, you know, like, let's go. And I'm like, I don't know. You know,
Well,
here
you can
worried
tell.
about like not getting to the goal, but also I'm like, I don't know. I don't think I want to go to the store.
So tell him he can shop on his own too. I swear
Oh,
to God,
that's good.
my husband orders everything. I don't know if it Pink Cherry, I don't know if that's in the States, but yeah, my husband has his account and he's constantly ordering things. I'm like, and I like that though. I do like
That's cool.
in my head,
Okay.
all of a sudden there'll be something new. And there's been things that I'm like, no, that's like
Okay.
I just
Okay. Okay.
threw something out. I'm like, that it was a dildo. And I'm like, it was too big. I'm like, it's not
Yeah.
comfortable. I don't.
Yeah.
And I even said to him, I'm like, can we throw it out? He's like, well, you don't like it. I'm like, yeah, you're right. We're throwing this one out.
Right. We don't donate these kinds of things. Okay.
Oh, exactly. But yeah. Be again, it's being open to it. Let him know he can order things all on his own and surprise you with them. But maybe you'll do the same. Who knows? But go to a store, have some fun. There's somebody at
Thanks.
camp that Luann, we meant to go to the store together, and we never did get our chance to do it because camp's too busy. But one of these days, I might actually post a video sharing this is what it's like to walk in a store and to look at all the stuff because it can be fun.
Yeah.
With it.
Okay. That's all right. That's on the list. That's my next experiment.
That is your next
The
experiment.
store. And then and just like give him free rein to pick some things out, because I might be a little bit scared of Christmas then.
Yes.
Have
Well,
to have a private opening session.
yes. Yeah. Yeah. Do that. Have your own opening in the bedroom first, and then
Great.
don't share that with the kids necessarily. And they
Yep.
have advent calendars too. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but
Oh my gosh, no.
oh yes,
No.
there are the Womanizer company. They've actually got two different levels, like one, and it would be fabulous if I didn't own most of the things that were in it. I think it would be so. So
Very cool. So you
that's
feel like going into a store, I've heard you talk about a lot of things, toys and tools and things like that. You feel like going into the store still gives you a good experience as versus like online. I feel like, you know, post-COVID, everything's sort of online.
Yeah, no, I would totally go into the store. And remember,
Okay.
the people that work at the store know their stuff.
Okay.
And they never have to see you again if you don't want them to. So ask questions. Like, ask questions and just Be brave about it and say, I like this kind of thing. What
I
else you got?
love this.
It will show you. And if you say, I want to try a
Okay.
bunch of different lubes, get them to show you what are the different kinds that they have. Right?
Okay.
That's
All
what they're
right.
for. And they'll know their stuff and they'll be able to give you good directions there. I hope.
Okay. Yeah, right. Well, and if not, I'm in the wrong place, right? Just trying different stuff.
Well, yes, exactly. So, and then you'll have a basis to go on. If either of you want to order things later on online, you'll have some ideas of what different types of things you want to try in the future.
Yeah, I guess you get kind of an idea of like this general style is a no-go. This general style is, interesting or open.
Yeah,
Okay.
exactly. But definitely, like with things like lubes and stuff like that, like it's good to know what all your options are. And you can't Google, well, I guess maybe you could Google what are all my options, but it's a lot easier, I find,
Yeah.
or
Yeah, this is one of those in-person things that are better.
if
Well,
here's a better one, you could Google if sex shows coming up in your area, because there's
oh.
literally trade shows about sex.
Oh.
They're around here, they're called Everything About Sex. And like I know they, because I'm in near Toronto, so they have one in Toronto, they have one in Vancouver, but I assume they have them all over the States too. Those are great too, because then there's booths with all the different types of stuff, and
Yeah.
they're a lot of fun. They usually serve alcohol too. So they can be a lot of fun because it's a place to gather information. Like literally the lot, like sex shows I've been to, they like how to give blowjobs, different ways to do it, how to clitoral stimulation, how to use different toys. They're really fun.
Shut up. I am about to figure this out because that sounds even better than going to the store. Okay. So it's like a convention, sort of like a trade. Okay, you said trade show. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Exactly
That's
what it is.
very interesting.
Yeah, they're a
Okay.
lot of fun. I've told my kids to go too. So the last time when we did this, my daughter was like, okay, well, we're going Saturday, so you can't go Saturday. That was her only thing. I don't really want to see you
I
there.
want to go with you, Mom, but
No.
I will go to the same place. Okay, that
Right.
makes sense.
Yeah. But it's just so good for education-wise. So
I appreciate the challenge because I honestly was like just feeling super doomed as far as, I'm thinking like my hormones are my hormones, my body is my body. I've had a hysterectomy and like maybe things are just wonked out. Like, I don't want this to be the rest of my life. I'm only 44. That just doesn't seem old enough to be like, donezo. And there's so much in life left to enjoy. What the heck? But knowing that, hormones contribute to all kinds of things. And there's just going to be, so far as I can tell,
oh, I'm not sure if that is Alicia or if that is me. Can everybody still hear me? Okay, you can still hear me. All right. Well, it looks like Alicia's frozen, so I am going to put you back down there to attendee Alicia. And I just want to say thank you. And the last thing I also wanted to say to Alicia was what I wanted to celebrate is that it's so amazing that, oh, are you back there? Oh, you are back. You're muted right now.
Hi, sorry, I don't know what happened there. I
Okay.
just went off and came back on.
Okay, what I was going to say to you was, I am so glad that you reached out and asked the question to begin with. By, you just emailed in and asked, and any one of you can do that. You can also ask and ask coaches, but you can just email support at pnptribe.com, and don't be afraid to ask the question. There are no stupid questions. There are no crazy situations. That's what we're here for. So, was there anything else to say before?
No, just thank you very much. I appreciate it. I
Yeah.
felt broken. I was terrified, and now I'm hopeful.
I'm so glad. All right. It was great to meet you. Make sure you keep me posted. December 3rd is the next call. So feel free to come up and give us an update if you go to a store or something. That would be amazing.
Okay, I will.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. So I have one question, and then Ashley has her hand raised. I so miss being on top due to my weight. Any suggestions of other positions beside the standing position? What about on your side? That, I mean, definitely, I agree with you. Being on top, that's it can be fun, but I often found sideways where, yeah, like you're lying on your side and your one leg is up. That was often in a comfortable position too. So experimenting. One thing that we're going to try this vacation that I've never tried is a wedge. My husband found this blow up one so we can take it with us, and we just haven't ended up having the time to try it before our trip. So, yeah, we have this wedge that we're going to try that's supposed to help with angles and positions. So I can always let you all know how that goes on our next call. All right. And I have a large pupa and Mons pubis, and I hope with weight loss it'll go down. Otherwise, I may have to have surgery. It's a quite a large mound, noticeably, even with my big belly. And once my belly's gone, if that's still there. Yeah, so body image question basically. How to be comfortable with the size or shape of your body. I think the biggest thing, sorry, let me just make sure, but I don't want any thoughts to keep me from losing weight and afraid that scene, if that makes sense. Yes. So this is definitely a thought work question of how do we make peace with our body size and how do we go after our goals, even if we are slightly afraid that it may not turn out the way we want. The answer to the second part is really being comfortable with your body, the size and shape that it is, and recognizing that every single body is different. So we are all built very differently, whether that's the size of our Mons pubis, so the size of our lips, the size of our of everything. So the vulva, the clitoris, the inner lips, all of those can be so many different sizes and shapes. There's no real like normal. There's just what you got. So making peace with what you have takes some compassion, some love, some, you know, at some points maybe putting your foot down to say, I'm not going to talk negatively about things to myself anymore. Doesn't mean you have to go around going, woo, I love it, but it could mean I don't talk shit about myself. That's a big thing. Just starting there can be really, really helpful. So, and then working on staying present now, same as sort of everything. We want to stay present in the now. Let future us, who may or may not have to deal with something, deal with it. Today, us, let's deal with what we got, deal with what's going on today, how we are today, not what may or may not happen in the future. All right. I am Ashley. I'm going to bring you up. And let's see. Darlene commented in the chat, my hubby won't go into a store. Well, he's missing out. You could let him know that. He is missing out. All right. Ashley, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I've never been coached before, so what a call to jump in on.
Yeah, good one. All right.
What I'd like help with is on some thoughts I have that I know are garbage thoughts about my body image, but I don't know how to counter them.
Okay.
I have always had a higher sex drive than my husband
Okay.
from, from the honeymoon this has been. And he's very kind and we have a good system now. And that's actually something that I have to thank you for. Your calls showed me that I'm not a freak for that because I always thought women want sex less than men, so there's something wrong with me. And I've just heard woman after woman express the opposite on these calls. So I'm really grateful to all of them. So right now our system is we have sex on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, because if we don't schedule it, it doesn't happen. And on the other days, I have the right to ask and he has the right to say no. That's worked really, really well for us. The problem is that I feel rejected and I start telling myself all these negative things anytime he says no. And I know that that's garbage. I know he finds me beautiful. So the voice that's like, oh, it's because you're not desirable, or oh, he doesn't want you, or oh, there's
Hold
something wrong
on.
with you.
When you made this agreement,
Yes.
what were you thinking then? Because you made an agreement that you were allowed to ask and he was allowed to say no. But what does him being allowed to say no mean? If not
That's,
nothing.
yeah. And that's where I'm trying to figure that out because I don't get mad at him. I get mad at myself
Why?
because I feel hurt by it emotionally, even though I know in my head it's not about me. It's
So why do you get mad at yourself? What is that about?
because I feel like somehow if I was different, the answer wouldn't have been no.
Is that at all true, though?
Probably not.
Well, because it sounds like you said, I have this really high sex drive. We have sex Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I have told him it's totally fine. If I ask, he's good with me asking, but it's totally fine if he says no. But then in, does he know you go beat yourself up about it?
No,
Okay, so then
because
on
I,
you go and you beat yourself up and you feel like shit about it.
yeah,
Interesting.
we used to fight about it a lot, and I didn't want it to be so, it was hurting him because he was hurt that I was hurt and I wanted it more, and he knew it upset me. And when I put this in originally, the agreement, it was because I felt like, okay, it was me trying to respect him and his boundaries and make sure that he felt safe to say no, because I didn't want to make it where he didn't feel like he had that right. But I was so busy making sure that he felt safe and respected that I've never addressed how it makes me feel.
So you never thought through what am I going to say to myself when he says no?
Yeah, and now we're in the part where we've started this agreement and he's really happy with it and he tells me how much he appreciates it and that it's easier for him if he just knows, okay, it's Monday, so I can plan for tonight. And I'm realizing I never accounted for myself and how I was gonna deal with the nose.
Okay, so for a moment, I want you to take yourself out of this equation and take your husband out. Husband, is it husband? Yeah. Okay.
Husband, yeah.
Out of the equation. When someone says no, and we know they have a lower sex drive, what do you think a person should make it mean?
What I think a person should make it mean is nothing. Shouldn't mean anything. It just means that that's no different than me saying, you know what, I don't want chicken for dinner tonight. It's just a personal preference. It's not a value statement.
So then that could be one of the thoughts you use to counter when the shitty thoughts come in. That this is not a value statement. This has nothing to do with you. Quit making it about you. Honestly.
Yeah.
Like that's your brain is like, oh, it's got to be all about me. No, it doesn't. What if it gets to be all about you Monday, Wednesday, Friday? And if you want it to be about you Tuesday, Thursday, and whatever, go do it yourself. What would that be like? Like, would you?
Yeah, it would probably feel strange at the beginning.
What is it that you really want? Like, is it when you say sex drive? What is it you think you're looking for?
Part of it is the physical pleasure because, like, I get turned on a lot and sex feels good and orgasms feel good. And
Okay.
part of it is that I am very, very much a physical touch person, and that is very much my love language. And I love spending that time with him.
I wonder if you might want to experiment on the days that that it's not the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, on other days, asking for that. Asking to hold hands while we watch TV, or to cuddle, or to have an extended hug.
That would be great.
I wonder what the reception to that might be, because it might be different to I want to go have intercourse, but you would get what you actually want.
I mean, it sounds really wonderful and simple, honestly.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes our brains try to overcomplicate things, and so I said, what is it you really want? Because honestly, if what you're looking for is an orgasm, 100%. Go have some fun, go get some toys, have a bath, get something waterproof. I don't know. There are lots of ways for you to go just have an orgasm, but I was getting the sense that that's not really the only thing you were looking for.
No, I like that. I think he would probably love it if I just asked if we could cuddle while we watch TV because he's tired. Sometimes I know a big issue for him with sex is he's exhausted from the end of the day. And I can't imagine that if I said, "Can we just snuggle while we watch this?" I mean, he would absolutely not say no.
And then you might both actually get what you want.
I love win-wins.
Yeah. So
Sounds
definitely
great.
one answer. Another option I would offer to you is to ask just a little amendment to the agreement that a no comes with like a hug, or like a no comes with some kind of, I love longer hugs. You know, those ones
Me
that aren't
too.
like, oh, they're like, I need a good 15, 20 seconds, even just in there, that or more, but that maybe that's what a no comes with.
Yeah, that would be great.
It might give you the time to sort of bring, often it's our nervous system that even reacts to the no, because it's on, it's ready to make that no mean something, whatever about you. So even that might just give you the time to recenter, refocus, get a little bit of connection, remind yourself, this doesn't mean anything about me.
Yeah, definitely. I love that. And that's so doable. That's so much easier than the arguing with myself I've been doing in my head for weeks.
Well, that's it. Like, people think I have this thought, so I need something to counter it. I need to give me some weapons so I can deal with this stuff that's coming at me. One of the things is to recognize, what if we don't have to? I sent this analogy to somebody else earlier today. It's one I use a lot actually in coaching, is the whole junk mail analogy. Like, I don't know about you, but we get flyers constantly in the mail to from realtors. Sell your house, sell your house. And like, can you imagine if every time you got one of those flyers, you panicked and went, oh my God, we got to get the house ready to sell. Where are we going to move to? Like, if we panicked and made it mean, oh, we have to deal with this, that would be exhausting. I just recycle them. I don't have to deal with them. I don't call the people and yell at them and tell them they shouldn't send me these useless flyers. I don't think all of a sudden I have to sell my house. Like, we just recycle it. But there's no meaning. I'm not taking it personally. Good for them running their business, trying to get people. Who knows? Maybe if I see enough, I don't know, Century 21 flyers, one day I'll use Century 21 when I want to sell a house, maybe. That's the whole point. But for now, I'm not taking it personally. So sometimes when you have thoughts like this, And you might have it in other places in your life of I'm being rejected, I'm being rejected. What if that's just a junk mail thought that's like, no, I'm getting rid of that? What's actually going on here? What do I really need? Like, what for you? Like, what am I being rejected from? I'm being rejected from the intimacy that I was asking for. But maybe I was just asking for it the wrong way. Or not the wrong way, but a way he wasn't prepared to give. So that's something else
Sorry,
to.
you can probably hear my 3-year-old
Oh,
screaming in
no,
the
I'm sorry.
background. Okay, good.
Can you hear my husband vacuum sealing things? Because I can hear
No.
that very loudly. Okay. I'm
Oh,
like,
it's
oh my
funny.
God, that literally it almost sounds like a vibrator in the background, but it's fine. So there you go. No, people can't hear what's going on in the background.
Perfect.
Anyways,
All
yeah.
right.
Well, I hope that helps. Do some
Good.
experiments.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And then let us know how it goes.
I
And feel
will.
free to reach out with any other questions anytime.
Thank
All right.
you.
It's great to meet you. I'll put you back down there. Okay. So we are almost at the end of our hour here. I don't see any other questions. I'm just going to scroll through here. If there's any last questions, let me know. A wedge from a Mike and Molly episode. I've never heard of that. Where can you get a wedge? I'm pretty sure. No, I think it was from Pink Cherry that he ordered it, and that's just an online company. I really should look up what the equivalent is in the States, but I bet you could find one on Amazon even. It literally blows up. It's kind of cool. So I'm excited. I did have it in my office sitting here for the longest time, and then I was like, we need to get this packed. So I unblew it up. I don't know. Sounds like people that have gone into sex stores talking about sex stores. So I don't see any more questions. And oh, Mike and Molly were trying to get pregnant with a wedge. Okay, well, I also have had a hysterectomy, so that's not happening. So I don't have to worry about that. But I've just heard it could be fun for angles and comfort. So I am looking forward to trying that out. It was great. I'm so happy that everybody came here tonight. And thank you so much for both of you that raised your hands to be coached. I think we've talked about it on different calls before that it means so much to everybody. So don't stop asking the questions. Email me if you want. And December 3rd will be our next call, and I will let you know how the vacation goes. And how the new toys work. So, again, any questions, email support, let me know. I can always answer them on the next call. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.